Adelaide is a city in South Australia. It's not a very famous city. It has some churches, some wine, this guy, and pie carts. For more than 100 years, these nocturnal street stalls have served a unique South Australian dish, the pie floater.
Well, when I first found pie floater, I asked the boss. I said, "What is that green stuff with the piece of bakery inside there?" And they tried to explain to me that it is a pie.
A pie?
Steak pie.
The pie carts served them in a glass plate, like a dinner plate, but with a little bit of depth to it.
Which is turned upside down.
They put it in upside down.
Now, you might have noticed, I've just put the pie upside down there.
And then it's floated in a pea soup.
You must use green peas to make your pea soup.
And they ladled soup until it came up, just covered the pie, and they served it to you like that, and then gave you a tray with sauces and so on. So the tomato sauce is mandatory.
Most people with a pie floater add some vinegar, plain vinegar, straight onto the peas, and this gives a very different flavour to the whole thing.
When I was first introduced, I said, no way I'm going to eat this stuff because the green colour just looks so yucky. But after a few sort of a convincing remark, he said the best way to eat it is to put a few tomato sauce and vinegar and get stuck straight in the middle. And I bet you enjoy that.
Put a little bit of tomato sauce on your pie platter and it is marvellous. There is nothing like it.
Adelaide used to have 9 pie carts. Then it had 7. Then it had 5, then 2. Today, there is just 1.
I can't describe the variety of people that come to the pie cart. We've had limos pull up with people in dinner suits.
Bankers, accountants, lawyers.
We've had families with their kids sitting on the steps eating pie floaters.
We've got the homeless people in the streets of Adelaide who come for a pie floater.
There is not a limit to who comes and eats at the pie cart.
It didn't matter whether you were wealthy or you're poor, what your attire was, you know, if you're wearing a suit or if you're there in tank top and shorts and thongs. You could all just go up and enjoy a pie floater.
While some people like to eat pie floaters, others like to read about them in books.
There's reasonable acceptance, I think, that pie floater is a South Australian invention.
Well, pie cart history is quite interesting. When I did a bit of research, when you go back and look at pie cart, it started in 1861, 147 years, it's a long time.
Victoria Square was the first pie cart in Adelaide, and as it turns out, now is the last one.
In the early 20th century, pie carts were one of the few late-night fast food outlets.
People went to the pie carts for their night out, for their dinner, and sometimes for their lunch. So the pie floater became an integral part of Adelaide's eating scene in those days.
Well into the 20th century, the pie carts were horse-drawn. They were sort of a bit like a gypsy caravan. They had a wood stove. You'd too have shutters on both sides that could be opened and people could stand on either side of them. And they looked a little bit like a gypsy caravan with smoke coming out of a tall chimney.
One of Adelaide's original pie carts rests 260 kilometres northeast of Adelaide in the Riverland town of Loxton, where groups of old women still serve pie floaters on special occasions.
This pie cart was originally operated opposite the railway station by Cowley's and was later purchased by Mrs. Twartz in 1949 when it was brought to Loxton. The pie cart trading is in Loxton Main Street was a bit of a problem because the traders complained about them the pie cart taking away their trade, which really wasn't a good idea because none of them were serving pie floaters, which was the main thing of the pie cart. Council, in their wisdom, sided with the traders and decided to remove it.
In December 1938, the Adelaide City Council decided that it wanted pie carts to gradually go out of business by natural attrition. They decided that pie carts weren't the way to go for Adelaide. they said that they would renew licences of existing pie cart owners, but that if a pie cart owner went out of business, they couldn't transfer their licence to someone else, and they weren't going to issue any new licences. So in 1938, there were 7 pie cart owners. By 1958, the number had dropped down to 2, and then last year, the North Terrace one went out of business.
The North Terrace pie cart used to stand outside Sky City Casino, offering a tasty alternative to gambling. In 2005, Sky City bought it from the Balfour's Company. 2 years later, the casino closed it down. It was just like David and Goliath, except Goliath won. Goliath refused to be interviewed, but released a statement claiming,
"The construction of the state government's tramline extension project meant that the pie cart was no longer able to operate on North Terrace. Unfortunately, Sky City's application to continue to operate the pie cart from a permanent fixture on North Terrace pavement was rejected by Adelaide City Council."
Adelaide City Council quoted the Lord Mayor to have said,
"Council has never refused a pie cart on North Terrace. The pie cart that was there was licensed and supported by Council. When it was purchased by Sky City, they proposed a permanent pie kiosk on the footpath rather than a pie cart on wheels. Council did not support the construction of a building on the footpath."
Sky City blamed the council, and the council blamed Sky City. So clearly, somebody is telling a fib.
As I understand it, there was a conflict between the Adelaide City Council and the casino regarding the exact location of the pie cart. I think the council were happy to keep it there because of its heritage value, etc. The casino wanted it moved because I think they felt that it interfered, detracted from the front of their new entrance to the building and maybe affected people coming through that way to the casino.
They were losing too much money inside, so people coming outside, getting something to eat, not returning back in to do more gambling or more drinking, so they actually closed it down.
But I think the real killer was when the tramline extensions went through, and they've taken up so much of North Terrace with tramlines that there was no curbside space for the pie cart.
The Adelaide City Council have always supported a pie cart. Unfortunately, they're not showing enough support for it with the relocation.
I'm sure as Adelaide City Council, I'm keen to see more pie floaters or pie cart operating in the city, maybe in different parts of the city.
The last pie cart stands here in Victoria Square, in the dead centre of town. Unfortunately, the dead centre of town can be pretty dead indeed. Most of the city's nightlife takes place in the northern end of town, and a lack of business is one of the many problems facing the pie cart today.
I'm not operating it anymore, mainly for money reasons. It wasn't turning over enough dollars to justify a lot of hours that I was putting in.
The problem with the pie cart these days compared to many years ago, where we had 9 in Adelaide, is to do with fast food restaurants being a lot more open, restaurants in general being open more.
And we've got all the other opposition 24-hour service stores and all that sort of thing now available. I think that has been the death of the pie carts in reality.
Unfortunately, I don't see much of a future at all for pie carts within Adelaide due to basically space available on the curbside areas.
This one's still here, still happening.
The Victoria Square pie cart, I feel that probably their days are also numbered because they don't have the pedestrian traffic in that area like they used to.
It's hard to say what the pie cart's future looks like. It's an icon, and we like our icons to continue, but it's probably easier to go to one of the 24/7 fast food outlets on West Terrace, and so that would be counting against them. But I hope it continues, but you'd have to say it was an endangered species.